Blog Talk Radio.
Everyone, welcome to the Dumping Ground. Thank you so much. It's Tuesday, our favorite day of the week. Thank you for coming and joining Makisha, me, the host, as we start this new episode on Let's Talk Money. I always want to start off by thanking the listeners for your support. Thank you. Thank you so much. I pray blessings over your life. As you guys know, all the shows are archived from today's show all the way up until our first show. We're also on Google Podcasts, Spotify Podcasts. So just, you know, go check us out in these different areas. I truly appreciate it. I'm super excited. You know, we got this merch. You know, I was talking about plows. We got drip for sale last week. We got merch. We got hoodies. We got long sleeves, baseball shirts. We got t-shirts. So, yeah, go check us out. We're at bonfire.com/store, the dumping ground. So I'll post that information. So if you would like to purchase that merch, it's available. Thanks so much. Enough about me. We created this platform to be a safe place, a listening ear, and a safe place where you can dump off your problems and pick up some solutions. So, again, we are doing Let's Talk Money. Our quote is, there is no downside to a side hustle. There are only benefits to building more than one source of income. And this is by Forbes. Again, there is no downside to a side hustle. There are only benefits to building more than one source of income, and that's Forbes. And our ultimate 2021 vision is that we should become better versions of ourselves each and every day. You should want to be different. You want to grow from glory to glory, doing just making sure you're evolving and you're growing, right? So that's our ultimate 2021 vision. So we're doing Let's Talk Money. You know, I've been providing side hustles and business resources so you can grow your network, right? You know, my goal, and as I post, you know, I love to see people win. I love to make sure that you're getting your goals. I like to be a networking community to help network, and we build each other up. And as I promised, I told you I'll have some successful people to come on the show to tell their testimonies about their side hustle. And as promised, I have another beautiful queen. Ha, ha, ha. Yes. She is the CEO of Lolu's Custom Creation. She's a native of Columbus, Mississippi, my hometown, Mississippi, Columbus. So let me just read a little bit about her bio, from her bio. Lottie Connor has always enjoyed working with her hands. Being a business owner is in her DNA. This is a cool thing she said to me. Her grandfather is Wilburn Salzberg. He opened up the first Black-owned business in Columbus, Mississippi in 1947 called Wilburn's Shoe Shop. Wow. Where he was a shoe repairman. He successfully retired in 1995. So it's in her DNA, girl. Yes. Lottie graduated from cosmetology school, earning a bachelor's degree in psychology. Lottie has always had passion for hosting and cooking for her family and friends. She has such a great spirit. She's so armed and determined with passion. Lottie started her sweet treats business, Lolu's Sweet Sensation, in 2017 after her youngest two graduated from high school, the same year my baby graduated. This business is still expanding, girl. She didn't expand it. She keeps expanding. And she's adding more services. I'll let her tell you about the amazing services that she's added less than 3 weeks ago. So this girl is on it, okay? She's building legacy. That is her goal. She is a devoted mother of three adult children. Her passion is to leave a strong legacy. That's what I'm talking about, babe girl. I love it. Lottie also believes that if you're not doing what you're passionate about, you're only existing and not living. Hello. That goes back to our 2021 vision, honey. Yes, our vision should be that we become the better version of ourselves. So tonight, Dumping Ground family, I say let's welcome Miss Lottie Connors on the air. Miss Lottie.
Mm-mm-mm. Hi.
I am so excited. I am pumped beyond pumped. You understand? I just want to start off saying thank you again for taking your time out of your busy day to come on the Dumping Ground and bless us with your presence. This is so, you just don't understand how it touches my heart to, I've been knowing you for forever and you growing into this major empire and just allowing us to just be a part of it. I'm just super excited for your journey. So I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart, from the Dumping Ground. Thank you.
And I want to thank you for just like, you never know who's watching you. So thank you for reaching out to me. I am so honored. I'm blessed. And I pray nothing but blessings over you and what you're doing and over your entire family. I truly thank God for this opportunity.
Thank you. Listen, I'm an internet stalker. I'm a Facebook social media stalker. So I mean, watch it, you know, but that's a good thing.
That's a good
thing. You never know who's watching. So you always want to make sure, you know, I say shit, you know, post, like, even if you get one like, you don't know who's
that's
watching
right.
And who's going to be able to take you to that next level in your career or in your business. You don't know, you know what I'm saying? So just consistency, and you're
right.
Very, very, very consistent. So I love it.
Thank you. Thank you.
So, Ms. Lottie, let's talk about questions. How did this idea for your business come about? Like, give us a little bit of history. I know you said you started in 2017 when your kids graduated from high school.
Right.
Like, give me a little more background on how your business started. Lulos, Sweet Sensations.
Yes. So, you know, like you said in my bio, I've always enjoyed cooking for my family. Never thought that I would actually be making a profit off of doing it. So for their graduation dinner, them a dinner, and I did I catered the whole dinner myself. And I decided to do a little sweet table. And, you know, I just wanted to do it just because I thought it would be cute, and I made a few pretzels, a few chocolate-covered strawberries, chocolate-covered pretzels, candy, and just from that dinner alone, I got so many compliments, like from my family, from my pastor that was there. He was like, you know what, this is really good. So just from the compliments, I was like, you know what, I may be able to take this thing to another level. And from that point is where it all started. So around the holidays, like November of 2017 is when I kicked it off. And I went into full stream. The one thing that I said I would never do was cakes and all of this stuff, and now I'm doing it all. So I just thank God for that. You never say never. Yeah, you never say never. And that's actually the one thing that I want to get into is actually more cakes and luxury cakes and wedding cakes. And, you know, I'm just excited. I'm excited. So it all started with me hosting a dinner for my twins' graduation in 2017.
Man.
And the rest has been history.
And you have a YouTube channel, right? You didn't have it in your bio. So tell us about your YouTube channel. Tell us where we can, what's the name of that? Because I didn't see it. I was like, man, I don't have it.
I know. I thought I put it on there. But anyway, YouTube channel is new, so I want everybody that's listening to go ahead, subscribe, like, share, please comment. It's a new channel. It's called Life with Lottie Lou. Because for those that don't know, my middle name is Louise, so that's where Lottie Lou comes in at. So it's Life with Lottie Lou. So I'm growing my channel. It's all about food and just life in general. I do a little blogging. I'm trying to get into more vlogging. But the majority of what I have right now is just a few quick and easy recipes, from keto recipes to my desserts. It's going to be something for everybody. So it's on YouTube, Life with Lottie Lou. And I try to post at least once a week. So I haven't posted anything yet for this week. But like I said, I'm trying to get into more vlogging. It just takes so long to edit.
It does.
So, So,
you have to have a passion for that thing.
New subscribers. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. You really do. You have to have a passion for it because It's time consuming, but I love it. And it's been therapeutic for me.
That's good. That's good. So, all right. So the good thing that I like about it is because you're always looking for, I'm always looking for recipes and things to do because you get sick and tired of eating the same old stuff. So I think that's going to be right up my alley to see. And you're from the South, you know, every time you eat food, you're looking for a dessert, right? So that's going to
Right. Exactly.
Inspiring, you know what I'm saying? So I'm definitely going to be subscribing and liking your post. So I'm super excited about that. So that's why I wanted to catch that up front because I knew I didn't see it on there. So my next question for you is, do you believe, I know we talked about this yesterday, do you believe that there is some sort of pattern or formula to become a successful entrepreneur? Now, I ask everybody this because I just want to hear everybody's perspective. It always I always like to hear other perspectives on this, being an entrepreneur myself. Like, I just want to know because, you know, with social media, we always seem to try to compete. And I try to tell myself that you run your own race at your own speed, at your own time.
Absolutely.
And I think because we have that type of access and we always want to be the biggest and the greatest, I had to even calm myself down and all this stuff. That's irrelevant to me. My point is my content and making sure that it blesses somebody else's soul, right? Even if it's one person,
I'm okay
with that. You know what I'm saying?
That's
so
it.
Do you believe that
that's
there's
it.
Some sort of pattern or formula to become a successful entrepreneur?
Well, my life's pattern is centered around prayer and my faith. I think to be successful at anything, not just being an entrepreneur, but with your career, with your family, with anything that you have on your mind, you need to start it with prayer. That's my philosophy. And you must have the right attitude. And you must stay humbled. You must stay humbled. Mm-hmm. And you must be determined. So I just feel like, you know, we have so many millionaires, billionaires, they started out with one idea. You know, before they became wealthy, they had an idea. So because they had that idea, then they mixed it with determination, with willpower. You know, they set their hand to the plow. And that's something that my pastor's been speaking on. He just spoke on that on Sunday. It's time to plow. We have to till the ground. So whatever you desire to do as an entrepreneur, whatever kind of business you want to get into, whatever desire that you have to do with your life, you have to make sure that you have the right attitude. And you got to stay focused. And just like you said, you have to stay consistent. It doesn't matter if you don't get but one like or 1,000 likes. Consistency is the key. So my pattern for being successful is you have to start off with prayer. And like you said in my bio as well, I feel like when you're truly walking in your purpose, it's not work, you know, because you're getting paid for what you actually enjoy doing. So it's all about perspective as well. So I just feel like the start of anything, this is how I base my life and my success, is that my faith is so strong and I started with prayer. So that's my pattern for success.
That's a good recipe. That's a good recipe for life. And I think with that, that can take you places that money can't take you. See, I feel like God has so much influential over your life that even if you got money, it still may not take you into a place. I think that I would rather have God's influence over my life versus that, because I could be sitting in front of prestige people and have money and still feel insecure. You know what I'm saying? But
yes,
I know when,
absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like I'm going to have the influence that God has on my life. So once I'm sitting in that place, he strategically placed me there. So that means even though I may have the insecurities, he's going to give me the strength and the courage, right? Versus me depending and worried about, you know, having power and money and wealth. You get what I'm saying? So
That's right.
I love that recipe.
That's right.
so dope.
And you know, I don't want to like sound preachy, you know, or anything, but God will always qualify the unqualified. You know, a lot of times we think we're unqualified for things, but he will put you in rooms. Like, he will make your name great. Like, your room, your name will be in rooms that you haven't even walked in.
Yep. That's what I'm talking about. That's what I want, Lottie. That's what I, you know, I want that. I want God to have that in my, to do that for me more than, I mean, the wealth and the riches will come, but I want people just speaking my name, not for my glory, but for his glory, right? For him to, you know, to be like, hey, this Makisha can do it. You know, hey, have you guys thought about Makisha? Because I feel like it'd be so much more to me. Right? Then just the silver and gold, right? I honestly, I want the influential. I want to be in the, and that's purpose, right? That means you walk in purpose.
That's purpose.
For that. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
I dig it. That's a great formula. Thank you so much. That made
absolutely.
Me, I had to write that formula down, man. That's
oh,
pretty,
wow.
pretty
that's
amazing.
Awesome. That's awesome.
That's pretty amazing.
That's awesome.
So tell me, what's your most satisfying moments in business for you right now? Like, what's giving you like the zeal and the energy and the passion? And what's, is it your customers? Is your testimonies? Like, or what's the most satisfying moment for you in your business?
The most satisfying moment right now in my business is customer return. And just, I mean, I don't take anything for granted. So, you know, it's one thing to, you know, and then, you know, you may not have any callbacks, you may not have anybody return, but my most satisfying thing is when they say, hey, I need to order this again, or I need this again, I'm overjoyed, because I don't care. And that's the same way that I was even as a cosmetologist when I was doing hair full time. It wasn't so much about me building my clientele, but I wanted to keep the people that I had happy. What's the use in growing a clientele when you're losing people? That's not growth.
Mm-hmm.
So it's all about putting out a great product where you will get customer returns. And with everything, that starts with customer service. That's and I believe in customer service. You know, every day has been peaches and cream, you know, and in the cooking business and baking business, you have a trial and error. But I always ask my customers, let me know what you think, because, hey, I remain teachable. I'm teachable. I want you to tell me what I need to improve on, because I want to make sure that the customer is satisfied. It takes one person to make you, and it also can take one person to break you. So that's what I mean about having the right attitude, you know, and everything. So, I mean, in the Bible, in Zechariah 4:10, you know, it says, do not despise small beginnings. So I'm just overjoyed. Yeah, yeah. So it may seem small at the moment, but don't despise it, because your small business could turn into a major corporation.
You know, that was my scripture for my business from the beginning of it. I used to always quote, don't despise small beginnings. You just brought it back.
That just put tears down my bone.
Like, whoa.
Yeah.
Woo.
Yeah.
Yes. That is absolutely, ooh, yeah, that's purpose right there. That's purpose. Thank you, Lord. Yep, that's purpose.
Thank you. I
am super excited. So listen, I know you said to me that this is the part that really inspired me last night. You said, Keisha, I started a business 3 weeks ago.
This is crazy. Like, when I tell you, God is just always, like, he's just always, he has my wheels turning all the time in my head. Like, I've always been a deep thinker ever since I was little. So God, ideas. And, you know, as an entrepreneur, we all want to create residual income. So, you know, I've been praying for ways, okay, God, what can I do, you know, to make money while I'm sleeping? And, you know, just so God gave me the idea to make earrings. And so, you know, I've been doing a lot of research with, like, the yarn earrings because I'm a YouTuber now.
Yes.
So,
yes, you are.
I'm always on YouTube, Instagram, looking at other businesses and doing research. And so I started my earring business, and I actually launched it last week, and I've already sold, I know at least 15 pair of earrings.
And yep. 3 weeks, and you just started
yep.
it. Oh, my God.
And I just started.
That is
like,
so funny.
I just, like, publicly launched it last week, and I've only been doing it for 3 weeks. So I sold at least 15 pair. Then I have some, like, they're all laid out on my kitchen table right now. So I'm just like, okay, God. I mean, because the thing about the cooking and baking, I'm not in the kitchen 24/7, and then I also work in
mm-hmm.
corporate America. But I'm
right.
praying that God will corporate America.
Amen.
Honestly, I'm holding on to corporate
Amen.
America for insurance purposes. Like,
ooh,
because, you know,
yes,
as an entrepreneur,
God.
Insurance is high.
Uh-huh.
So, you know,
uh-huh. yep.
being a woman of a certain age, now we're maturing, so I want insurance. I want good health insurance.
Girl, you got to tell me.
So,
you got to tell me. I understand.
Yeah, yeah. So that's my biggest thing for holding on to my corporate America job is insurance. But my faith is strong enough to believe that God is going to allow me to come out of that and have great insurance as an entrepreneur. He's going to open doors
mm-hmm.
that, you know,
yep.
even for your
no
kids,
man can
I
shut
speak it over you that no
mm,
man can
thank
shut.
You.
Yep.
Yes.
And he's going to blow our mind.
And,
he's going to blow our
and
mind.
And so this is so funny because you may know my niece. Her name is Kim Harris. She went to school with us,
yes.
too.
Yes.
And
yep. Yep.
Kim is the funniest character. I love her with all my heart. She
yes.
says, honey, we are too old for not to be having some insurance.
Right.
Like, we,
right.
We,
and that's
we,
bad.
We, you know what I'm saying? She was like, baby
yep.
girl, you know, we need to make sure, you know, you keep some insurance. So, like you said, most entrepreneurs are, like, they're doing this on the side, but their main job is corporate America. Like, I've been in corporate America
right.
with the company that I work for 21 years. So I'm just
see?
Like, okay, God.
Longevity. You get
I'm
your 401k.
Yes.
right.
But Lottie, let me tell you something that's going to make you laugh. I was telling,
mm-hmm.
Kevin, I said, listen, because people die, right? Every day. I'm just
right.
Not, and
it doesn't matter what age.
Exactly. So I said, I'm mm-hmm. out here storing up treasures for not even knowing if it's going to sustain when I need to go
Ooh.
Get my grill.
yes.
I need to do all, like, I'm like storing up
yes.
money for, I don't even know if it's going to be there. I was like, you know what? January 2022, Makisha is going ham. I am taking care
right.
of everything from that 401k because it may not be there. So I'm trying to, I'm like, Lord, you giving me 24 hours, you give me to January, I'm going to get it together for myself so I can have better health, can make sure I can keep
yep.
running this race. Why am I not going, you know what I'm saying? I need to maximize this stuff because it's not guaranteed, you know what I'm saying? This hurts,
maximize
is not my home,
it.
You know what I'm saying?
That's right. See, and let me share this as well. So in 2019, I experienced a job loss, and
mm-hmm.
it wasn't long. It was for just maybe about 3 months, maybe. But even within
mm-hmm.
that job loss, my business went to another level because I started making salads. I started
mm-hmm.
making salads, and I would have a salad day. I would have a salad Wednesday, and I would deliver orders to even companies. So
wow.
You know, anytime that, like, a lot of times we look at things as a setback, and it's a setup
mm-hmm.
for something greater. So
yep.
had I not lost that job, had I not lost that job, and it was actually a wrongful termination of a job that I had been at for 5 years, that, you know, I had a 401k, I was invested in. I mean, I've only been in Birmingham since 2013. So, you know,
right.
I had that job the longest, you know, since I've been here. And so that's so, and I said that because you said, no, it's not promised. Like, you know,
mm-hmm.
you put money in the stuff, you know, you
yep.
do things and you think that it's going to be there forever, and it can be taken away just like that without warning.
Yep. Yep. Yep.
So that's why whatever you have on the inside of you, you got to let it come
mm-hmm.
out, because you have to use
yeah.
what is on the inside of you. So many people don't understand.
Yep.
You already have, you're sitting on a gold mine.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yep. And like I said, by the next year, this year I was like, okay, God, this year I'm going to get my debt together. I already know.
Right.
Next year it's going to be, it's not that I'm trying to be selfish or anything. It's true. It's not that. It's just the fact of the matter. If I'm trying to run this race for longevity, I have to make sure that my health is in and make sure I'm eating properly,
yes.
make sure I'm on a healthier diet. You know what I'm saying? So I'm
yes.
not, that money that I'm storing up for long, I mean, it's not like I'm just about to bankrupt it, but I'm about to start, you
right.
know, making sure that you know what I'm saying? But I'm just like,
mm-hmm.
you know what, God? Okay, everybody's talking about 2022, the new vision and everything. I was like, you know what? That's going to be perfect for me. I'm going to start this thing. All the things that I want to get done next year, investing in my business, investing in my
that's
marketing.
It.
I'm about to pour into me what I pour 8 to 9 hours into a corporation. I'm about to invest
that's right.
that into
that's right.
my platform, into my business. Like, why am I waiting? What am I waiting for?
Yep.
It's not promised.
And you know what?
It's promised. It's not promised.
It's time for you to do that. It's
yep.
okay to be selfish for you sometimes. It's
yep.
time. Like,
yep.
you've given all this time to corporate America. Now you
yep.
have to do what makes Keisha happy.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm girl. Wait till next year. Next year I'm gonna be smiling. Daddy, smile for me, Daddy. Let me see your grin.
Right. That's right.
That's
the grin.
Right.
I'm about to like,
I'm
about to
smiling for the like, yes, you know what I'm saying. So I just, you
yep.
know, like I said, it's just my time. It's just my time for me to just elevate to. Elevate to where I want it to be. You know, it's not that I'm not happy. I just feel like there's more, like you said, and I can do more.
It's more.
And I don't
it's
have
so much
to,
more.
You know what I'm saying? Exactly. So, yeah. So tell me this. Enough about
yeah.
me. Please provide your services and your products and how people can connect with you. Like, I know you bake cakes. Do you have, like, what's
right.
your specialty cake that you most your customers mostly want you to buy, to make? Is it like the pound cake? What's your specialty? Like, what do
oh
you?
Oh my God! So, my specialty at one time was my strawberry cheesecake cake. It has two layers of strawberry cake, and then the middle layer is cheesecake. So, like, people love that. People also love my Hershey's chocolate cake. That's another good seller. And the other thing that I started out, I was only doing, like, cookies. So, now, you know, because I said I wouldn't do cakes. But now the cakes are even selling better than the cookies. But it's also a cookie that I grew up on because, you know, I was born and raised in Chicago. So
mm-hmm.
I moved to Mississippi, you know, when I was 15. But I grew up in Chicago on the Chicago Public School cafeteria butter cookie. So I have tweaked the recipe for that a little bit. Now, when I was in school, they weren't just hard, but they were like a little crisp. I make them soft. And my cousin, he lives in Florida now. He grew up on them as well. And when you have a Chicago native, like, oh, yeah, these are the best ever, like, because you remember the taste, you know, when you was a kid, and you're like, oh, yeah. So when you can – when you can give them the same taste that they grew up on, yeah, you've nailed it. So I said, oh, I'm so excited.
Oh, my
so, yeah.
goodness.
So, and he orders from me all the time. He lives in Florida now. So I do ship, you know, some things. The only thing that I don't ship
right.
are things with icing.
Mm-hmm.
But
right.
I do all sweet treats. I do sweet tables. I actually have a wedding in Atlanta that I'm doing a sweet table for next week. It's next Thursday.
What part of Atlanta?
Well, it's
what
on the other side. I have to. It's on the other side of Atlanta.
Me.
It's like
because we probably could
20
do
minutes.
Or
I will. Okay, I will. I will most definitely. So yeah, so I do chocolate covered Oreos, chocolate covered strawberries, chocolate covered pretzels, Rice Krispie treats, cake pops, custom cakes, pies, pound cakes, specialty dishes. I also do meal prep. So I have a meal prep client. I have a guy. He gets it on a normal basis because he's a diabetic, and he also has hypertension. So he has a special diet. So I meal prep for him from time to time as well. I also do charcuterie trays, especially around the holidays, and I do small catering for events. And so normally the small catering is like 20 people and under. So you know, it just depends on what people, you know, on what people want. So I offer quite a bit. And like I said, I do earrings now. So that's where the Lolu Custom Creations comes in at, because it's been Lolu Sweet Sensations, but I changed the name to Lolu's Custom Creations because I consider myself, I guess now, a mini mall.
You are, girl. You are a mini mall. And that's the cool thing about it. Like, I can see, like I was telling Kristen and Karen, like you, I see how consistent you are in your treats. Looks like the store stuff. So your stuff can be just mark in the store on the shelves, just like any of these other brands on the shelves.
Exactly.
So I'm trusting God that you'll be able to be in Target and Walmart and all the other brands. Why can we not? Why can we not have our stuff? We have the same gifting. We have the same God who breathes the air inside of us. We have everything. So why can we not have that too? Like, why?
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? So I feel
you're right.
You guys have the talent, and you just get meeting that right person to, like I said, just keep consistent on social media, because you'll know you watch it, because I'm stalking you.
Right. And, you know, so many times we limit ourselves. We put ourselves in a box, and, like, it's so much more in store for us. So that's the one thing that I'm working on, because I've always been an overthinker. I've always you know, I've always been hard on myself. Like, a lot of times we're our worst critics. So I'm trying to change my perspective on a lot of things. Like, it's time to take the limits off. It's time.
Yep. It's definitely time for us to take the limits off. But, Miss Lottie, tell people how they can contact your business. I know we have your social media. You want to go ahead and give them that. And if they have orders, do they just let us know. Let the people know.
Okay. So on my business pages on Instagram, it's Lolu's Sweet Sensations on Instagram, as well as Facebook. On Facebook, it's Lolu's Custom Creations, but it's still, like, I still do sweet treats and everything else. So you can follow me on my business page. You can message me on my business page, as well as my phone number is also on my business page as well. So, and like I say, I do ship some items. I've already shipped to about 6 states now. So I started shipping last year. So I'm excited about that. I'm hoping to get a website here really, really soon. I've been reluctant on a website for the simple fact is that I know once the site is up, I'm going to be busy, and I want to be able to make sure that I'm
maintaining
to fulfill orders when they start coming in. It's been my own fault, because I'll actually be in business. It'll be 4 years next month, actually. It'll be 4 years next month. So I've just kind of been a little reluctant with a website. But I know it's time. I know it's time. I've been limiting myself. So it's coming soon. It's coming soon.
That's okay. But the thing is, it's
coming
working,
soon.
Right? It's
yep.
it's okay, but it's
yep.
working, right?
It's
everything,
consistent.
Your stuff is
and
working.
Striving.
So,
that's
yep.
it.
So when it's time, you'll have your website. And all that stuff. Right now, and to me right now, young people don't go on websites. When they're looking for something, they go on Instagram. That's
on
their
social
directory.
Media.
That's their number one directory. So I feel like now websites is good, but it's a cost that you don't need right now, right? Put that cost
Amen.
In your marketing.
Amen. That's,
you know?
Hey, that's
so.
Exactly right. Yeah, that's exactly
so.
Right. And then
I think
you guys don't
fine.
Forget to follow me on YouTube, Life with Lottie Lou.
Yes.
Subscribe.
Yes.
Subscribe, like, and share. Life with Lottie Lou.
All right, Miss Lottie, it was so good talking to you. I promise you, it has been so many years, but hearing your voice, you still have that sweet, sweet spirit. And I just pray nothing but blessings over
that.
You and your Lou
Same
Lottie
to you.
Some creation and Lou Lottie sweet sensation.
Thank you. Thank
All
you,
of
thank
the above.
You. Yes.
And, you know, and you get your subscribers and you could get monetize that and monetize your blogging, all of that, girl. You think that could be your residual income. So I've been telling people about that on my side because I've been talking about side hustles. Look at those shows. I've given websites out where you can help monetize your stuff.
Yes.
So I'll send it to you so you can.
Because now I feel like I watch YouTube more than I watch regular TV shows now. Like, I've become addicted. Like, my daughter tells me all the time, yeah, it's kind of like an obsession, Mama. You're a little obsessed with YouTube. But, hey, look, I'm helping other people get paid, so I need them to help me get paid.
Yes.
Look.
Yes. Yes, it I call it University YouTube. Hey, it's universal,
University
baby.
YouTube.
You know, it's. That came up. That was a great marketing thing for people to do, and it helped so many people become debt free. It been such a great instrument for small businesses. It's just been. I think now it got some bad, but we're gonna look at the good.
Right. Oh yeah. Definitely. I mean, it's been amazing. It's been amazing for me and my business. Like. It's been amazing. I've learned so much off YouTube University.
YouTube University. That's it, baby. Well, Miss Lottie, like I said, thank you again so much for tonight. It was
thank
so great talking
me.
To you. And again, like I said, I wish you nothing but success. I tell all business owners, let's chat 9 months because 9 months things can just skyrocket and babies are created in, you know, in your womb at 9 months you have that baby.
That's
so this is your baby. So we want to talk again in 9 months to see where you're at, what we can help
you
to navigate you to the next level. Let's just get back on and chat it up some more.
Got
anything
else
you want to say, sweetie?
No, ma'am, that's it. I just want to, again, I want to thank you for the opportunity. It's been awesome. It's been a wonderful blessing. It's been so nice to catch
thank
up with
you
as well.
Yes, well, when you hit these Atlanta streets, you got my number. It's on that text,
yes,
on
ma'am.
That email. Text me.
Okay.
Let me know you in these Atlanta streets. We can catch some food. I eat on the outside. I don't do people food on the inside because COVID is real in these streets.
Right. It is. I'm going to be reaching out to you on next week when I get there because I'm going to leave in the morning because it's not until 4 o'clock you all's time. So I'm going to make sure that I call you so we can link up.
Sounds good, Ms. Lottie. Well, it's great talking to you, sweet Pete. And again, I wish you nothing but blessings. Have a great
Thank
night.
Thank you. You too. All right. You
okay,
too.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, everybody. Hey, we had another great session tonight. We had Ms. Lottie Connor. She was talking about all her success, her stories, and how you can purchase her sweet treats. Again, that information will be posted, and you can follow her on Lolu's Custom Creation. It's her Facebook page. Her Instagram is Lolu's Sweet Sensation. And she said that strawberry cheesecake pie, I think she said, is her top thing. But, hey, just check her out, and she will definitely make your heart smile. Again, Upper Ground family, it's been amazing for another Tuesday. Until next week,
peace.